The goal is a GPU-owned life cycle. Start with 4 bodies, remove 1, append 3, and finish with 6 live bodies packed into indices 0 through 5.
So the invariant is that live bodies fill exactly 0 up to active count, with no holes, while everything from active count to capacity is spare.
Exactly. 5 dispatches run in order. Reset, remove, compact, append, finish. A barrier separates each pair because every later phase consumes an earlier write.
And the 2-body buffers avoid trouble during compaction. Read the source, write the destination, then swap their roles instead of copying back.
Right. Each survivor or berth reserves a slot with atomic add on next count. Reservations are unique. Slots beyond capacity raise overflow and are never written.
But reservation order depends on which invocation reaches the counter first. That means dense packing is guaranteed, while source order and the losing berth are not.
Yes. At capacity 6, 4 minus 1 plus 3 gives active 6 and overflow 0. At capacity 5, active is 5 and overflow 1, though any addition may lose.
My takeaway: the CPU submits tiny removal and addition queues, while GPU counters and ping pong buffers own the life cycle. Readbacks only prove the result, and indices are not identities.